The death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg comes at a critical moment. In her life, she often found herself in them. In some cases, she created them. Justice Ginsburg leaves a lasting impact on the law, the nation, and how we as Americans conceive of equality. She's been lying in repose at the Supreme Court before becoming the first woman in history to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. We know there are other critical issues today, a pandemic that has left more than 200,000 Americans dead, an economic crisis that has left millions more out of work, a reckoning over racial injustice in cities across the country, and an election that will shape our future. But now we focus on Justice Ginsburg and what her absence means for the court. We begin with a rare and special reflection on the life and legacy of Justice Ginsburg from inside the Supreme Court. Justice Stephen Breyer joined the court a year after Ginsburg. They were friends and longtime allies in their approach to the law. Justice Breyer, thank you so much for joining us. How has this affected you?
Thank you for having me. But I mean, it's affected me. It makes me pretty sad. We were friends for a long time, not just on the court. I knew Ruth before she was a judge. I always thought she was a good judge. And she, for me, I mean, she was a rock, and she was fun, actually. And we thought a lot alike, and it was nice. It was just nice for me having her right here on the court with me.
What was it like being with her on the court? You knew each other, as you said, a little beforehand. What was that friendship like?
On the court? Well, you have to understand, Ruth had a brilliant mind, and she's logical and hardworking, very principled, and very detailed, and she has a sense of humor. But that isn't obvious at first meeting. I think sometimes when I talk, and she thinks when she thinks. So if she has nothing to say, she says nothing. And that can be a little putting off. But over time, she is the kind of person that the more that you know her, the better you like her. Not just respect, it's respect, but I mean genuine liking. More recent years, I might find something very funny and I would go in her office and I'd say, Ruth, you know, what do you think of this? And I think it was a ride, of course. And she thought it was sort of funny too. And I could stay here, we could talk about it as long as I didn't stay too long. Because if I started to stay too long, that would keep her away from her work. And she'd stand up behind her desk, and I knew exactly when she wanted to get back to work, and she did. Well, I miss her. I miss her. I will miss her a lot.
So, Justice Breyer, it's clear that the two of you got along very well. Did she get along well with everybody on the court?
She did get on well. I mean, she paid attention to detail, and that detail involved human relations. It involved her clothes. She dressed very nicely. It involved those ruffs she used to wear. Just a few weeks ago, I had my sixth grandchild. And unbeknownst to me, she sent a little present to this little infant, a T-shirt which said RBG Future Clerk. And then she figured out, I don't know, that he had a brother or a half-brother. And she put in there, this is too small for you, Stevie. It's going to have to be for Ryan. Until you get big enough to fill it. Good. And she did things like that for a lot of people and on this court. Elena was telling me that how she did something like that for her, and she's thoughtful. So here, look, I came in my office, I don't know, this afternoon or a few minutes ago, and on my desk, because I had a birthday 2 weeks ago, here is the card she sent, and it says, I order you, with a picture of her, to have a happy birthday. Then it says, to my younger colleague, stay cool and well. And we have to face-to-face enjoy theater and other musical productions and other post-pandemic delights. I really, that put me in a lot better mood this morning, out there seeing that.
What about on the work side, Justice Breyer? I'm curious about the internal dynamics of you frequently outnumbered four progressives on the court. What was her role in that?
I think her role was primarily, we knew that she would think things through. I certainly knew, and the others knew, that she would have gone into the detail of the case. She would understand the record, would understand the details. And if she was going to write something, she would write it clearly, right to the point, and that was just going to be it. For me, that was good. It was helpful. And when she was dealing with something, I knew it would be thorough, and I knew she'd persevere, and I knew it would be principled.
We don't know who her replacement will be, of course, but how will the court be different without her?
I don't know. I know that that would be a loss. It is when Byron White said, with every new judge, it's a new court, no matter what. Different human relationships, different reaction.
You are known, Justice Breyer, as a consensus seeker on the court. Will that be more difficult with a sixth conservative justice?
Yogi Berra, I never make predictions, particularly not about the future.
I know you don't want to comment on the political partisan atmosphere out there right now, but do you have a worry, Justice Breyer, that these bitter battles are going to affect the institution, are going to affect the credibility of the Supreme Court?
So you're asking me really what I think about the future. So I don't really, or I don't publicly anyway, at least at the moment, I'm whatever the future will bring what it brings. And we will all do our best on this court, whatever that is.
One other thing, Justice Breyer, you said in April of last year that you wouldn't mind seeing term limits imposed on Supreme Court justices as long as they were long. And you mentioned 18 years. Do you still hold that view?
That was a number pulled out of a hat. I've asked that many times. Would it be just as good to have very long terms? And personally, I think, yeah, that's fine, as long as the term is long. What I was thinking of when I'm asked the question is you don't want a person in this job that I have now thinking about what his or her next job will be. And that's why it has to be a long term. But as a practical matter, though the Constitution has been interpreted as a life term.
You were also asked about the size of the court. And at that time last year, you said you thought 9 was about the right number. Do you still feel that way?
I would like to make no comment whatsoever about anything that's happening outside this court at the moment. Joanna one time said, you know, Stephen, not every silence has to be filled. And I think we felt about the same way. She was a thinking person with a very good mind and a very, very great justice. I was lucky that she was my colleague for 26 years, 25 years.
It sounds like you'll miss her.
I will. I do.
Justice Stephen Breyer, thank you so much for talking with us. We appreciate it.